Rabbi, how are you?
Oh, very good, Tony. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. This is very, very important time for those in the Jewish community. Tell us about Passover.
Okay, well, Passover is a traditional celebration where we observe the commemoration of the Exodus from Egypt, the liberation from slavery. The Book of Exodus is very explicit on what rituals we should be performing at this time, and it says repeatedly that one should teach their children about this great event and pass it on from generation to generation.
So, how many, from what you understand, how many Jewish people in the mid-Michigan area will be involved in in Passover?
Numbers, I don't have the demographics, but generally they say between 70% and 85% of all Jews, regardless of whether they otherwise ever set foot in a synagogue, will observe the Passover tradition.
Do we know how many Jewish folks we have in the mid-Michigan area?
Oh, we probably do, but I did not do my homework on that question.
All right. Well, as you approach Passover, what's going to be the focus for you and your synagogue?
Well, there's the focus of Passover is the traditional meal, the Seder, which is a combination of a very structured meal. We actually have to completely clean out the kitchen, get rid of every single breadcrumb, anything which contains wheat and other grain products, anything which is yeasted or puffed up in any way. So first of all, this very, very thorough cleaning. And then we have specific dietary restrictions during the period of Passover. And in the evening, we have this special meal. It's a combination of a feast, but also a ceremonial retelling of the ritual with specific prayers and songs and symbolic foods. At Kehillat Israel, we typically will have a Seder on the second night of Passover, and on the first night, we make sure that all of our members have a place at the table of another member. As it says in the Passover liturgy, let all who are hungry come here and sit at our table.
How does this since we have Easter at the same time, how does that affect Passover?
Well, Easter really has its roots in the Passover tradition. I mean, it was the Last Supper was a Passover Seder, so there was definitely that connection. They will sometimes Passover and Easter sometimes overlap on the calendar, but essentially we pretty much do our own thing. And during the 8 days of Passover, everybody refrains from eating leavened bread and participates in the Passover ritual.
Rabbi, what's been the reaction of your congregation and to what's going on in the Middle East and North Africa?
Well, of course, the liberation movements are exciting. I mean, Passover itself is a story of liberation and freedom. Certainly, with the relationship with Israel is very touch and go. We're going to have to wait and see exactly what is going to be happening here. I mean, for a long time, Israel was the one democracy in the Middle East, and it looks as there are going to be other democratic countries, and whether they will be pursuing peace or not remains to be seen. And we just hope and pray that in that area people are going to settle their differences and put suffering and live in peace together.
What's been interesting to follow with that also, Rabbi, is that Israel has remained out of the mix in that.
Oh, yes.
Pretty much staying away from the controversy. I would imagine that must be somewhat gratifying for you and your congregation.
It's good for a while to be out of the limelight.
Tell us what your relationship with the Islamic community here in the Mid-Michigan area.
We have a very good relationship with the Islamic community here. We have worked together on a number of initiatives. like last fall when there was this terrible incident when somebody had desecrated the Quran. It was actually a member of the Jewish community who had found the pieces distributed on the street and wondered what was this terrible thing that was going on and brought it to the Islamic Center. And we've done activities for friendship and reconciliation. We've actually had a number of events where we've shared together on common initiatives.
Do you find the most challenges with older folks or with the younger community?
With the Islamic community, I would hesitate to say that we've found challenges in a way, because our dialogue has been extremely constructive, and in the years that I've been here, I've built several warm friendships and acquaintances with people of all ages in the Islamic and in the Jewish communities.
Rabbi, before I let you go, we've had Dr. Katranji from the Greater Lansing Islamic Society on this program many times, and one of the things that he does, which people applaud, which you can't get people from all over the Islamic community to do, is to denounce any type of violence, and he does that, and his organization
Absolutely.
Does that. I know you must support those efforts.
Yes, Dr. Katranji and myself and our community, we've been very much on the same page in these initiatives, and I really applaud the work he's been doing.
All right, Rabbi Michael Zimmerman from East Lansing, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Tony.